You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Over the last 5 years, police chases on Wisconsin roads have become much more common, increasing about 200% statewide. Some chases have reached speeds of 90 or 100 miles per hour, putting officers and bystanders at risk. A new investigation finds that differing police tactics between communities and an evolving drug trade could be part of the story here. Keegan Kyle is an investigative reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. Keegan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, reading your reporting on this, Keegan, there's this overall increase in the state, and it seems like a lot of the story is in Milwaukee County, in Milwaukee and surrounding communities. What's going on there?
Well, in southeastern Wisconsin, there's definitely been an increase in police chases. A lot of police departments across the area credit the Milwaukee Police Department with some of that increase. But even in suburban communities, there are other problems going on attributed to changes in suspect behaviors or changes in the drug trade that continue to evolve and challenge officers across the state.
One thing going on here is that police departments have policies on, okay, when do we pursue in a high-speed chase, when don't we? And that is not the same. It's different from one community to the next, right?
Exactly. Yeah, some places feel that the risk is too great to challenge or to chase drivers in urban places, particularly or during dangerous driving conditions, so the police officers will actually stop pursuing. Other places have a different barometer for what is the risk evaluation versus letting that person go. There continues to be a sense in some police departments that if you were to let a driver go, that increases the amount of dangerous traffic that is continuing on roads, or you might be missing a dangerous offender.
Talk about the city of Milwaukee, because that's been in the news over the last few years, a change in policy and then kind of a change, not quite all the way back, but another switch. Talk about the history of that.
Sure. Back in 2010, after a series of fatal police chases, so there were a few incidences where innocent bystanders were actually killed, but as a result of police chases moving through. Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn at the time imposed stricter requirements for police chases to happen. His main concern, again, was that officers and bystanders were getting hurt, and he wanted to try to restrict how often and the conditions that police officers were chasing after suspects. After that restriction went in place, the Milwaukee Police Department's chases dropped quite a bit, but there started to be problems emerging in both Milwaukee and other communities that some authorities now attribute to the Milwaukee Police Department's policy. Most recently, the Milwaukee Police Department last year expanded the conditions that officers could chase after suspects. They were worried that the restrictions that Police Chief Ed Flynn imposed were having unintended consequences.
Right, that might include people moving drug trafficking right from standing to being in a car and then thinking, okay, well, we know we can get away. They're not going to chase us. And that was one of the concerns that led them to loosen up the policy on chases.
Right. So there have been a couple cases in Milwaukee, and we've heard concerns quite a bit from police departments about drug traffickers delivering drugs through cars rather than on street corners or drug houses, more traditional methods. And as part of that, part of the thinking behind that method is that having a more mobile delivery system and the police department policies on chases might allow drug traffickers to evade authorities a little bit more easily than they have in the past at, you know, street corners and drug houses. It's also contributing, according to police, it ties in with the auto theft, a surge in auto theft across southeastern Wisconsin, because often stolen cars are being used to deliver these drugs.
And there's a concern, you write, in communities right next door to Milwaukee that because Milwaukee had cut back on its chases, you had people either coming out of Milwaukee into their communities or people being confused about where they were and driving away thinking they wouldn't be chased, and that led to an increase in police chases in some of those communities.
Exactly. So police departments in the surrounding communities raised concerns that, these drug dealers did not know where they were. So they might be in another city, but they believed that they weren't going to be chased, so they might drive a little bit more recklessly. They also voiced concerns that maybe they did know where they were, but they decided to speed off and try to run back to Milwaukee, where there were where they perceived to be looser restrictions. So that the combination of those perceptions just created kind of a dangerous mix that a lot of suburban communities raised concerns about.
And still a work in progress here, it sounds like. Keegan, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
Thank you.
That's Keegan Kyle, investigative reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, with us to talk about a rise in police chases in the state, especially southeastern Wisconsin, over the last 5-year period.